It's music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with songs from another year, music's greatest decade.
Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody help, you know.
That song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye, was the number one song for the last 3 weeks of 1968 and continued as the number one song all the way through the month of January in 1969 before being replaced by Tommy James and the Shondells. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and this is Music's Greatest Decade on GRHSI Radio. This week, we focus on 1969 and the number one songs that became the soundtrack for the last year of 1960s. You'll hear songs from Sly and the Family Stone, Tommy Rowe, The Beatles, The Fifth Dimension, Elvis Presley, The Rolling Stones, and a lot more. So let's get started. Crimson and Clover replaced Marvin Gaye's hit for the first 2 weeks of February in 1969, only to lose the slot to Sly and the Family Stone with Everyday People, which stayed right there on top for four consecutive weeks from mid-February through mid-March. Tommy James said they had the title, Crimson and Clover, before they had the song. when interviewed about it late in 1969. It's kind of scary, he said, to have a number one record and not know why. His group, the Shondells, followed Crimson and Clover with Sweet Cherry Wine and Crystal Blue Persuasion in 1970. Crimson and Clover made it back into the top 10 in 1982 when Joan Jett and the Blackhearts took it to number 7. Sylvester Stewart was on the radio with KSOL and KDIA in San Francisco, but he wanted to make records instead of spinning them. So he and some high school buddies created a band called The Stoners. The Stoners' sound was not exactly what he wanted either, so a group of new friends formed Sly and the Family Stone. Dance to the Music reached number 8 in the spring of 1968 and was followed up by Everyday People, the first of three number one hits for the group. Here now, Crimson and Clover by Tommy James and the Shondells, and Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. And then on the other side of Everyday People, our next number one song from 1969, all on music's greatest decade.
Thank you. it's so hard to talk to you with fellas hanging around you all the time. I want you for my sweet pet, but you keep playing hard to get. I'm going around in circles all the time. Dizzy, I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin. You're making me dizzy. I finally got to talk to you, and I told you just exactly how I felt. And I held you close to me and kissed you, and my heart began to melt. Girl, you've got control of me, 'cause I'm so busy I can't see. I need to call a doctor for some help.
Record producer Steve Barry said that Tommy Rowe reminded him of Buddy Holly in the early days, but Barry wanted to move Tommy away from his bubblegum hits like Sweet Pea and Hooray for Hazel and more towards a sound like Holly's Sheila. Tommy Rowe recorded three tracks for Barry, including that last song, Dizzy. Barry liked Dizzy the least of the three, and Rowe liked it the most. The other two songs fizzled, but Rowe re-recorded Dizzy, adding some strings at Barry's suggestion, and Dizzy was a hit. It found itself at number 86 on Billboard's Top 100 list in mid-February and made it to number one in mid-March, staying there for four consecutive weeks through April 5th, 1969. The next two songs stayed in the number one slot for a combined 11 weeks. Aquarius by The Fifth Dimension from April 12th through May 17th, and Get Back by The Beatles with Billy Preston from May 24th through June 21st, making them two of the three songs that remained in the number one spot for 5 weeks or more in 1969. The other was In the Year 2525 by Zagger and Evans later in the summer. Only two Broadway musicals provided number one hits in the rock era, with Hello Dolly by Louis Armstrong and Aquarius from Hair. After the LA-based Fifth Dimension, formerly known as the Versatiles, finished the song, it was more than 7 minutes long. But the producers managed to reduce it to 4 minutes and 50 seconds for radio airplay. Still a bit long for radio, but much more usable than 7 minutes. Two more hit singles emerged from Hair, Good Morning Sunshine and Three Dog Nights, Easy to Be Hard.
What music do you like? 50s, 60s, 70s? It's all right here on Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
Here are some trivia for you leading into the Beatles' Get Back. Only two human beings have shared label billings with the Beatles. One was Tony Sheridan on Wonderland by Night, and the other is keyboardist Billy Preston on Get Back. Get Back was the 17th Beatles song to reach number one and was slated for the Beatles' next album, which Paul and John proposed be recorded live on video in the studio for an upcoming special. George walked out of the taping, so the idea of the video presentation was completely abandoned. Over the years, many people have been called the fifth Beatle, but if anybody truly deserved that title, it was Billy Preston. John Lennon confirmed later in a book that the group considered making Preston a permanent member of the Beatles. So, let's get back to the number one hits of 1969 with Get Back by the Beatles on Music's Greatest Decade.
Oh, baby.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Thank you.
Sandwiched in between Get Back and In the Year 2525, two of the three songs that held the top spot the longest in 1969 was that last instrumental, Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet by the Henry Mancini Orchestra. One evening in 1968, Mancini went to see Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet and really loved the score provided to the film by Nino Rota. But Mancini was bothered by the fact that the one recording of the main theme, a song he called a beautiful and lovely piece of music, was only recorded once, and that piece of music was completely gone. Mancini recorded the song, put it on an album entitled A Warmer Shade of Ivory, and also convinced RCA Records to put it on the B-side of The Windmills of Your Mind from the movie The Thomas Crown Affair. And guess what? The love theme from Romeo and Juliet became Henry Mancini's only top 10 single. It settled at number one for 2 weeks in mid-summer 1969.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
Thank you.
Evans wrote in the year 2525, while he was a member of the Lincoln, Nebraska group, The Eccentrics, along with guitarist Denny Zager. Denny split from The Eccentrics and formed another group, The DeVilles. In 1968, both guys split from their respective groups and formed Zager and Evans, based in Lincoln. After adding the song to their local repertoire, Denny rewrote it, and the pair recorded it for $500 at an Odessa, Texas studio. Jerry Weintraub heard it and immediately flew to Lincoln, Nebraska and signed the guys to the RCA label. In the year 2525 hit the top 100 at number 72, and 3 weeks later, during the week of July 12, 1969, it was number one, and it stayed right there in the top spot until giving way to the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Woman 6 weeks later during the week of August 23rd. Zager and Evans were a one-hit wonder with the song, and that bothered Denny Zager so much that he quit the partnership before the tune dropped completely out of the top 100 chart. Honky Tonk Woman was released as a single in the summer of 1969. On its flip side was You Can't Always Get What You Want. Honky Tonk Woman was the Rolling Stones' fifth American chart topper, reaching the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart during the week of August 23rd, staying there for 4 weeks before being knocked off the mountaintop by our next song, Sugar Sugar by the Archies. All time, the Rolling Stones have 8 number one singles on the Billboard chart, tying them with Elton John and Diana Ross. For some perspective on that, the Beatles had 20 number one singles.
Thank you. in the gray sky blue. I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Welcome back, everybody. Tom Tarando is playing the number one songs from another year on Music's Greatest Decade.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. The Archies, the group that produced the number one hit, Sugar Sugar, for 4 weeks from September 20th through the week of October 11th, 1969, wasn't really a group at all. Famed record producer Don Kirshner, hired by Filmation Studios to manage the music for the Archies' Saturday morning cartoon program, found studio musicians and singer Ron Dante to create the Phantom Group. Dante's solo career wasn't working at all, so Kirshner asked him to anonymously sing the lead for the Archies. The dummy group's first song, Bang Shang-a-Lang, rose to number 22 on the 1968 Billboard chart, but the next one failed. A year later, Sugar Sugar hit the number one mark for 4 weeks, sold more than 3 million copies, and became the biggest hit for that Phantom group. Later in the 1970s, Ron Dante came out of the music shadows and recorded and released a single of Sugar Sugar. In 1965, the Temptations scored their first number one hit, My Girl. They followed that up with five top 10 hits. By 1968, the group was riding high until David Ruffin walked away from the Temptations that summer. Enter now Dennis Edwards, the 26-year-old singer and the frontman for Dennis Edwards and the Firebirds, and the son of an Alabama minister. Edwards would join the Temptations and replace Ruffin. I Can't Get Next to You became the Temptations' second number one single, staying 2 weeks in that position in October of 1969. Elvis Presley followed the Temptations in the number one slot. Big E's hit Suspicious Minds was his 17th and last number one hit on Billboard's Top 100 chart. Suspicious Minds marked the end of an extraordinary run in which Elvis Presley's music topped the charts for a combined 79 weeks between 1956 in 1969, a record that still stands today. The closest artist to Elvis is Mariah Carey with 61 total weeks at number one.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Yeah.
Those last two cuts, Wedding Bell Blues by the Fifth Dimension and Come Together by the Beatles, occupied the number one spot from November 8th through the week of November 29th, 1969. Three more songs closed out the month of December, the year 1969, and the decade of the 60s. Na Na Hey Hey Kiss 'em Goodbye by Steam opened the month on top of Billboard's chart for 2 weeks, and has since echoed through the rafters and the stands of every sporting venue everywhere. That song was followed by Peter, Paul, and Mary's hit, Leaving on a Jet Plane. Here are both of those number one tunes before we return with the last number one song of 1969.
Your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
This is music's greatest decade, your favorite decade, on GRHS iRadio with Tom Tarando.
All right, thanks again, Bob. We leave you tonight with the last number one hit of the year and the decade, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Someday We'll Be Together. It was the last song that the group would do together before Diana Ross left in 1970 to start a solo career. Someday We'll Be Together was written in late 1960 by Johnny Bristol and Jackie Beavers, who became friends while serving in the United States Air Force together. They were two of the youngest guys on the base, and upon their mutual discharge, they wrote Someday We'll Be Together. Late in the 1960s, Bristol sent his and Jackie's tape to Berry Gordy, and the rest is history. Both Bristol and Beavers went into the studio with Diana Ross, but only Diana Ross. Technically, this was the last hit for Diana Ross and the Supremes, but it really was a solo effort by Ross, as Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong did not appear on the record. The backup vocals were done by others. The male voice on the record is that of Johnny Bristol, who was encouraged to join in by Berry Gordy. As always, we thank you for spending some of your valuable time with us tonight, and we look forward to doing this again very soon. I'm Tom Tarando. This is GRHSI Radio, and this is Diana Ross and the Supremes with the last number one song of 1969 and the last number one song of the 1960s on music's greatest decade. So long, everybody.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles on Music's Greatest Decade.